from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Big announcement. And in this town, when Giant Eagle makes a move, it's news. And Giant Eagle enters an agreement to sell all the Get-Go convenience store sites. And joining us is the CEO, Bill Artman. Bill, good morning. Appreciate your time this morning. I know you've been busy, obviously.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, it's been a busy couple days for sure.
So let's start with what was it that inspired you to make this move?
Well, first and foremost, Larry, we're really excited. We're excited for everybody involved. We're excited for our team members. We're excited for our customers. We're really looking forward to this partnership. It's much more than just a sale. We felt that Couche-Tard, we were flattered, first off, that they were interested in a business that we built from the ground up since 2005. Not only are they interested in our locations, but they were really interested in our people and our skill set and our innovation, our commitment to food. They hit all the right buttons for us as it related to wanting to see the Get-Go brand continue to grow, albeit under somebody else's ownership. But we're really proud what our team members created here, and we want to see that continue to thrive. And we thought this was the right time to make this deal.
You know, it's funny, when we first heard this, the first question I heard from a lot of people was, what about my fuel perks?
You heard that, Larry?
I did. Everybody's like, hey, what about my perks? So what happens with the fuel perks program when it comes to Get-Go?
Well, not only is everyone's perks safe and will continue to be safe, back to our communication and negotiations through this process. The Couche-Tard brand was also very interested in my perks. They felt that it was an advantage, and they loved the program. We loved the program, and we made a deal to continue that. Not only continue it, but looking forward to come up with ways to expand that. So there's everybody's perks are safe, and there's good things coming on the horizon as well.
And then the next and really important question is your team members. So everybody that works for Get-Go under your flag, how will that transition be?
Yeah, all the team members are going to have jobs. Couche-Tard, like I stated, was really interested in the talent that we had. They visited the market. They were really impressed with our level of customer service, the high standards that we had in our locations, from an office perspective, our commitment to innovation and food, the way we manage programs. So everyone that is working at GetGo today will continue to work at GetGo. And this transition is going to happen over time. But, you know, rest assured that all of our team members are in a good spot. And I also believe this opens up tremendous opportunity for them as Couche-Tard is a big company.
And you have to go through a process with the FTC to have this deal approved. So it might not take place till next year, right?
Yeah, we're anticipating potentially the first quarter of 2025. But yes, it'll go over to the FTC and they'll go through, you know, their process. But, you know, the work for us really starts has started already, beginning the, you know, the transition plans and starting to prepare for the future, which we believe is an exciting future for everyone involved.
And am I looking for GetGo in the future or Circle K?
You're looking for GetGo. They love the brand. They love what we've created. Our customers really like the brand as well, and they want to continue that. And so we're excited not only to see the GetGo brand grow, but also be tethered to Giant Eagle as it relates to our loyalty program, which is going to continue. And this is a good thing for us at you know, at the Giant Eagle supermarket and pharmacy end of the business as well. It gives us the opportunity to go back and invest in what our customers have been telling us. It's going to give us a chance to invest in price and be more competitive, improve our value proposition. It's going to give us an opportunity to build more stores from the ground up and also remodel a number of stores, really reinvesting back in our community. So I keep using the term win-win, but everybody involved here, from the team members to the customers to the communities, this is a good thing for all, and we're really excited for our future.
Bill, I appreciate you taking time this morning. Thank you so much, and good luck in the future.
Anytime, Larry. Thank you for the time. Have a great day.
I'm glad my perks are safe. All right. That's Bill Artman, the CEO of Giant Eagle, and you heard it first here on KDKA. And this AccuWeather forecast, easy. Sunshine and 70 today, nice and cool right now. We're at 53 degrees.
This Democratic National Convention report is brought to you by Teamsters Local 926.
And let's go live to Chicago from KYW in Philly. Pat Loeb is covering the Democratic National Convention. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
I hear and I saw quite a bit last night, the roll call. You saw Pennsylvania. We had one of our local mayors from Aliquippa, Dwan B. Walker, and Governor Josh Shapiro give the official tally for the state. That was one of the highlights for Pennsylvania delegates, I'm sure, right?
Yes. Governor Shapiro sounding like a stadium announcer. And Dwan Walker with a kind of poignant story about how he ran for mayor after his sister was killed because he wanted to do better. It was a very nice moment for Pennsylvania. You're right.
And nationally, people talking about the 1-2 punch of Michelle Obama speaking, then introducing her husband, former President Barack Obama. By all accounts from the Democrats, they were a hit.
Well, yes. I mean, both are known as great speakers. President Obama is considered one of the great orators of the party, but they have really different styles. Mr. Obama was lofty, low key. It was more like a sermon almost. He said he was appealing to the better angels of our nature, and his message was basically, this election should be about the character of the candidates and who Americans want to be. And while he was delivering a partisan message, he was also calling for unity around shared values, like, you know, doing good in the world. And basically, when he went after Mr. Trump, it was kind of a gentle mocking. He called him unneighborly. He said he's like the guy that wakes you up with his leaf blower. Michelle Obama, however, took much sharper aim. She talked about how Donald Trump had really vilified the family and tried to scare people about them when they were in the White House. She didn't seem bitter, but her words were really sharp. She turned that Republican assertion that Kamala Harris is the DEI pick. That was something they were saying right after President Biden endorsed her. She said, well, not all of us will get the benefit of the affirmative action of inherited wealth.
And tonight, another former president, Bill Clinton, expected to speak, another great orator. And who else might we hear from this evening? Oh, Tim Walz.
Right, the vice presidential candidate. He and Vice President Harris were campaigning during last night's session in Milwaukee. They made an appearance electronically on the Jumbotron in the arena, but tonight they'll be back in person, and Tim Walz will be introducing himself, really, to the country.
Well, we appreciate you checking in with us, Pat. Thank you. It'll be another big night, and we'll hear what you have to say tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
From KYW, our sister station in Philadelphia, that's Pat Loeb, who's in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. Coming up next, we're going to check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. High school football starts Friday. Plus, college football is right around the corner. The KDKA Kickoff Classic is live Friday from Wolf Arena, one of the most historic high school stadiums in the country. We have five games to cover starting Friday into Saturday. And tickets, by the way, are just $12 to see these great teams battle it out. Visit kdkradio.com for details. The KDKA Kickoff Classic at Wolf Arena, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. And now we're joined by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, who's on his way to pit practice. So we got high school football starting this week, Jeff, and then, of course, college football next week. So here we go, and that means here you go.
It's that fun time of year. And I know, by the way, hockey's starting in a couple of weeks.
That's crazy.
And then college basketball right after that. It's fun. I mean, for fans, there's so much going on. There's, you know, intrigue still with what's going to happen with the Pirates. There's just, it's a fun time of year. It's the crossover time.
Yeah, so let's, I know the Pirates, obviously, they won a game last night. That was good. They'll try to get Texas this series. If they could win against Texas on the road, there may be a glimmer of hope, but it was very disappointing in that 10-game skid. And then what to make of the Steelers' preseason so far? Hard to imagine. There's only
nothing.
One game.
Don't make anything of it.
Right.
Remember last year. We got so excited.
They were world beaters. We were scoring touchdowns like crazy, beat everybody in the preseason.
Yeah, that was a it was an offense like something you would see in college. And then it just became a nightmare because then all of a sudden other teams started to game plan. And the offense didn't look as great. So while there are some things that they need to work on, everybody just needs to calm a little bit with what's going on. They do have some things to fix, but it is the preseason. And they're
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There have been teams that have been winless in the preseason that have gone on to the Super Bowl, so it's okay.
Yeah, really, the preseason is because of, you know, 90 guys on a roster, both teams, 180 players out there, and most of what you see, especially at a second half of a game like that, are guys that are just trying to make the roster or at least get on somebody's radar. So it's not a real reflection of what we anticipate to see.
And I would say this, Larry, there are a couple of things that they need to clean up on the offensive line. That, to me, is the most glaring of their issues. And they could, it would be nice if they could find another playmaker who could help separate the defense. And who knows, maybe at times that could be Justin Fields. But it's still early. It was Russell Wilson's first opportunity. Let's see what happens in Detroit. I think the best thing that could happen, I'm not worried about a point level, but just that they're moving the ball, that you see some rhythm of the offense. So they go into Atlanta with at least a little something in a stadium that they can, you know, they can build a little momentum off of, not just what they've seen in practice.
All right, that said, college football is about to begin, and it's hard to say with the Pitt football program. They won 3 games last year, obviously a big disappointment. 2 years before that, they were ACC champions. Now with the transfer portal and all the changes, an entire offensive coaching change, starting with Cade Bell, their offensive coordinator, an up-tempo offense. People ask you, as they ask me, hey, how's Pitt going to be this year? What do you tell them?
Well, you know how, Larry, how you used to be able to there would be a play from a Pitt offense. You could go to your fridge, grab a beer, sit back down, and you wouldn't miss the next play. You might miss 3 plays if you do that now. I mean, they're looking at running plays potentially when they're full go at 7 seconds in between plays.
That's unbelievable. And we've seen, and you've been with us when we have seen other teams that have this kind of up-tempo offense. And I asked defensive coordinator Randy Bates, does that help you? And at first he was like, you know, but then he kind of smiled and he goes, if we can put points up early, we can get after the quarterback on defense. So they're anticipating being able to score often.
And you know what, Larry, I talked to a couple of defensive players for Pitt and said, just from the practice aspect of it, he thinks that has made the defense that much better because they're having to practice against this speed. So when they see an offense that's slower tempo, it's going to be easier to adjust than going the other way when they'd see an offense that was pro style and then they get into those games against the hurry up teams and maybe have some issues.
Well, tell Coach Doozy we said hello. They got their kickoff luncheon on Friday already, and they'll recognize the seniors. And a week from Saturday at noon, it's Kent State, and the season opens for the Panthers. Thank you, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah, Tyler Palko will be there. He'll be in 7-second delay, just in case.
They put together a little video I saw with Doran, because those that don't know, Doran Dickerson, Pitt All-American, went to West A, where Tyler Palko and they were good friends, still are, and they put together a fantastic introduction video. So if you're going, it's going to be a hoot.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Jeff Hathorn on the road heading to Pitt practice. When he's not going to Steelers practice, which he'll go after this, and then when he's not going to see the Pirates, or when he's not going to Riverhound, or I'm exhausted just talking about him. Every Wednesday, we check in with Carlos T. Carter, who is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. And this morning, also joining us, Kelly Allen, head of Economic Self-Reliance, the director. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So do you want to start, Carlos? Just curious to get your reaction to the Democratic National Convention halfway through last night.
Yeah, so I typically don't watch things like this, but I guess working at Irving now, I'm more involved. And ironically, a lot of people there I've actually met. Like I just met the first gentleman at Permane's on Sunday, and was it the coach and his wife and people like that. And so it's kind of cool seeing Pittsburgh there. But I say I thought it was very inspiring, so I didn't watch all of it. This takes a lot of time, but I did watch the woman who talked about Trump, the former press secretary. I thought that was very damning, and I thought her comments were very authentic. Really gave you a window into a person. You know, just like for me as a leader, people work with me, they really see who I am. And I felt like, wow, that's all I could say. Then I thought the Obamas, of course, were rock stars. Again, very inspiring. And I thought Michelle, I had a little tougher edge, right? But I thought they did a good job of saying that, like, I'm you, right, through the experiences and stories. I think when people tell stories that people relate to are very powerful. But I thought they really, leaned on the thing of hope and not a politic of like fear and being curmudgeon-y, if that is a word. But I found it very inspiring and definitely, no matter your politics, I'm a person who does like to be inspired, a person who's not Pollyanna. You know, I keep it real, but with love. And so for me, those type of messages speak to my heart. And I think it speaks to most Americans. And so I thought they spoke to the better angels, if you will, of America and creating a sense of hope, kind of like boot of the Obama, campaign about hope and joy. And even when I sat in a room with the folks when I was at Permane's, I could see that joy and that authenticity of the people there. I thought they were just like anybody, like your neighbor. That's the way they came across. It wasn't, they were just talking and just saying hello and thank you and things like that and talking to us. So those are my thoughts.
And Kelly Allen, as the Director of Economic Self-Reliance, it seems like it's self-explanatory what you do, but give us a little more insight, please.
Economic self-reliance is really about supporting our participants, our seniors, our young people, folks who are looking to get retrained, the unemployed, the underemployed. We are doing some things around the trades and around technology that are really innovative and that are going to help our folks to be competitive in the workplace.
And how do you encourage people? It's so important on an individual basis to learn the skills to be able to do this thing. And it starts with, really, in some ways, some basic money skills, too.
Oh, absolutely. We provide financial literacy. It's as simple as folks come in the door, a number of folks come in the door that don't even have a traditional bank account. So for a lot of folks, we start there with the life skills. That's really important. The financial literacy piece, like I said, it can start with something as simple as a bank account or something as looking at just generational wealth and buying homes. And so, you know, we have programs that offer all of that.
And if people want more information, how can they reach out?
Two things. They can go to our website, although we understand that everyone is not tech savvy, but they can go to ulpgh.org and get information on our programs and apply right there on the website for our programs, and an intake person will reach out. And the other thing is, the good old telephone. They can always call 412-325-3925.
And it's a great opportunity, especially if, kind of quietly been suffering with thinking, I can't do this. Reach out. Please do. Go to ulpgh.org. And we appreciate the work you're doing, Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Carlos, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. And again, Kelly Allen, who heads up their Economic Self-Alliance, she's the director. Morning Show. There is a lot coming up. We mentioned our KDK Kickoff Classic live from Wolverine, 5 games in 2 days starting this Friday, and we have a great team assembled to do that. And it's brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. We thank them for their support to make this happen. Friday Night Lights every Friday through the season, and then roll right into the game of the week for basketball. So we got you covered, and it's always a lot of fun. You know how we are about high school football in this town. Hard to believe that it starts this weekend. They call it week zero, which is kind of strange in and of itself. But Dan Zangrilli and our team do a great job, and we're really excited about getting that underway. And then next weekend, it's the Labor Day weekend, and you can celebrate the start of college football at the kickoff and Rib Festival presented by Icy Light. That's going to be at Acrisure Stadium next week. Starts on the 29th, which is that Thursday next week, a week from tomorrow, and then right through the weekend. Now, Pitt plays Kent State at noon on Saturday the 31st, and all around, if you've been down on the North Shore for this, you know, admission spree for the Rib, national Rib vendors. They come from everywhere to be here. They've got free concerts, of course, football, and a whole lot more. Visit acrisurestadium.com/ribfest and join us for the Labor Day weekend on the North Shore. It promises to be a great weekend in the Berg, as it always is. And in a way, it does wrap up summer, you know. I mean, schools are back, a lot more back today. A lot more will be joining them tomorrow. And by next week, Pittsburgh Public Schools will be back on Monday. The kids, teachers are checked in for, you know, preparations. They're underway. So here we go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.